the nation.
Yes.
Now, even before that, we started the seedlings, the nurseries. About 1,000 acres or more was identified. Then we started the nurseries. From now Exim Bank. At that time, it was Edif. So we took the money to start the nursery plantation so that anytime we access the $24 million loan finally, then they can pay the Edif or Ghana Exim Bank.
Mm-hmm.
We are for elections now, Lucy. This government decided not to go for the $24 million loans, something that was already approved by Parliament. So you should be asking this government.
Okay, and as we speak, some $24 million, because it's been approved.
We approved the loan.
So where is that $24
million? It should be with the Indian Exim Bank. They refuse to go for it because an NDP government was building the country. They refuse to go for the money. If they had gone for the money, I don't think that we'll be having any problem. If they had gone for the money, I don't think we'd be having any problem as far as the factory, the plantation is concerned. If they had gone for it, you see, not that the factory was also supposed to produce energy, about 2 megawatts of energy, and that energy can best supply the factory and the surrounding communities, so they won't be dependent on the national grid. This government refused to go and ask for the money. Now, again, Omosi, the minister said the place has deteriorated. Who caused it? In 2017, under this government, no more contracted PricewaterhouseCoopers to do evaluation of the project. Now, PricewaterhouseCoopers did their work and valued the project to be $35 million. So if after that there is any deterioration, this government should be held absolutely responsible. It has nothing to do with the NDC government. The PricewaterhouseCoopers did their work in 2017. If I don't forget, somewhat February 2017 or March 2017. So if there is any deterioration in the facility, the deterioration started under this government. So we should ask ourselves. Now the minister, in fact, you remember in September 2020, the president said that, he is going to commission the Commander Sugar Factory in a grand style when he went to Central Region. Now they got Watco, entered into contract arrangement with Watco. Not our contract arrangement. Almost your Watco, $50,000 every month. $50,000. Watco, no, almost me, they are not even a Central Region. They have their offices in Accra. Some Indians, $50,000 every month. Now, the minister said they are not paying $50,000.
Yes, yes. The minister says it's not true.
So how much are they paying? The question is, if you enter into management contract with any entity, what it simply means is that you are asking that entity to manage the facility. Now, Omobe manage the facility no free. So Omobe manage no free.
Honorable Pacho,
if the minister says they are not paying $50,000 a month, how much are they paying? You tell us.